don't mess with the fried pies of Willy Watts. That's the clear message from the Georgia legislature. Willy Watts has been making fried pies for the last 20 or so years at her home in Powder Springs, Georgia, and selling them to neighbors and a local restaurant. But last week, the state agriculture department shut her operation down after the Atlanta Journal-Constitution ran a feature story about her. The agriculture commissioner said her home kitchen had not been inspected. And that's where the legislature comes in. Yesterday, the Georgia House of Representatives hastily and unanimously passed a bill that will exempt small operations like those of Willy Watts. And Ms. Watts, I take it you were there when they passed that bill.
Yes, I was. It was my first time there.
Well, it sounds like you found something that, those legislators could really rally behind.
Yes, I did.
And you better explain for those of us who may not have had the pleasure of eating a fried pie just exactly what it is.
It's dried fruit, dried apples, and dried peaches. And I take them and soak them, then cook them, and flavor them up, you know, season them up real good. And, well, everybody know sweet potatoes, you know, that's an old tradition.
Uh-huh. And tell me about the dough.
Yes, I make it up from scratch just with self-rising flour, Crisco, buttermilk, and water.
And is it like a turnover? You put the filling in the middle and you fold it over?
Right.
And then fry them.
That's it. And it looks like a half moon pie.
So how many might you sell in a week?
Maybe 100 and sometimes less. I would carry them to the barbecue place if, you know, someone wanted them. If I didn't have them, I'd just tell them, well, they up to Johnny's, you know.
Johnny's is the barbecue place.
Uh-huh. I wasn't trying to run a business or a bakery. It was just something that we enjoyed doing, something that we just put in love into, you know.
How much does one of your pies cost?
Well, that's the problem. I wasn't charging but $165, but, you know, I don't know how much they sell them at the barbecue place for. Like I said, it wasn't all just about the money, although we needed it. It would help pay, you know, for some of my husband's medication.
Your husband's a heart patient.
Yes, he is.
What was your reaction when you heard from the agriculture commissioner that you were going to be shut down?
Oh, I thought, oh, my goodness. Lord knows I don't know how or why, because I wasn't trying to compete against anybody and wasn't trying to do anything illegal.
Sure. Well, then all of a sudden this became kind of a big deal with
yes,
you getting shut down and then the legislature coming in.
Yes. People have been so nice, you know, calling, coming by or sending flowers to show us their love. And that they were behind us. I just hope that God bless whoever thought that they was doing us harm. Because when you do people evil, you know, the Lord turns it around for good.
You're talking about whoever it was who read that article in the paper and then called the agriculture department.
That's right.
Turned you in, kind of.
That's right.
Where are you making your pies now?
I go up there to Johnny's.
To the barbecue place.
To the barbecue place, yes.
That's got to be kind of a different thing from being in your home kitchen.
Yeah, it is, but it's nice, you know, and the room that he has for me, he told me, he said, now this is your kitchen, and he said, just do like you want to do.
When do you figure you'll be able to start making pies at your house again?
Well, as soon as this bill probably get passed, it, you know, all of my publicity have really helped Rick up there. The barbecue place, his name is Rick Collette. I like it up there so well, so I might just continue to do them up there.
You're getting a little spoiled by that big kitchen, I guess.
Yes, I like it.
Well, Ms. Watts, it's great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, here.
The Pie Lady of Powder Springs, Georgia, Willy Watts. And if you're ever at Johnny's Barbecue there, one of her fried pies with butter, brown sugar, and cinnamon will set you back $2.50. Thank you.